Hi, welcome to the podcast that explores what virtual assistants want business owners to know when they start asking themselves the question, hey, do I need a VA? I'm Rachel Davila, and after 18 years as a virtual assistant going it alone, I experienced the steep learning curve from the other side of the VA client relationship when I hired my own assistant. Joining me on this podcast is a group of friends and colleagues who all have their own take on what busy entrepreneurs need to know to find, hire, and work with a virtual assistant and mindfully answer the question, hey, do I need a VA? Let's get this episode started. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Hey, Do I Need a VA? The podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Davila, and this is season 2, episode 8. And I realized in the last episode, I did not introduce my coworkers. So I have Sydney Hubbard, Bree BV, and Leanne Arumley with me as always. And so thank you for joining me today as we talk about episode number 8, the mindset shift from solo to working with a VA. So one of the things that I noticed when I started to work with Sydney was I was not as prepared as I thought I was to working with someone else. And I had to do a lot of internal work to get to the mindset of I'm not alone in this. I have someone on my team. And how can I best utilize them in a way that's authentic to me and my business, but also authentic to them? So I wanted to bring this up because I realized as I was going through a lot of my social media content and things like that, the mindset piece I haven't really touched on very much. And I wanted to bring it up to you because in the journey, you're going to go through a lot of internal mindset changes as you figure out what you're looking for, how that's going to show up, and when the person that you choose to bring on actually starts working with you, there really is this shift of, oh, I'm not alone in this. So I wanted to get all of your opinions because I know for some of you, you are team members. Some of you have been solo, and Bree, you have a team. So at one point it was just you and then you brought on people. And so when it came to the mindset, what did you see or feel was the biggest shift for you?
For me, a lot of it was remembering that I had that and I could lean on it because I was so used to doing all the things that it wasn't usually until either I felt like I was the bottleneck or that I was feeling overwhelmed that I was like, oh, right, but I'm supposed to hand these things off. So kind of then doing like a brain dump and just kind of like regrouping on where I'm at, what all I wanted to get done, and then kind of doing like the 4Ds, right? Like, what do I want to delegate, delete, and all those kinds of things, going through that, kind of noticing when those feelings were coming up and trying to get ahead of it, and then trying to work it into my schedule where I was setting aside blocks of time where I'd be like, okay, but this is now where I'm going to get organized on what I'm handing off. Or after client meetings, having a follow-up window where I just automatically make the tasks and hand it off right away instead of feeling like I have to do it all.
I know when I started working with Sydney, there were a lot of weeks where I was like, I don't know what I want to hand off to you. I'm sorry. And they were just on the hook for when I was ready. And I'm grateful that you stuck with me, Sid, because it did take a while for me to let go of those like perfectionist tendencies. Like, well, I can do it. Do I need to hand off? And it was, yes. Yes, I really do need to hand this off. That is probably one of the first questions to ask yourself. Like, are you ready to hand off? It's not just the handoff list or figuring out what you're going to hand off, but having that intention that I am going to hand this off. It may not be perfect when I get it back, but that's where training and edits can go, but I'm letting it go. I'm handing it off. And there is a mindset piece to that. It's not just what would I hand off? It's can I do it? Am I ready for that step? Have you experienced any clients who were not in that space? And how did you handle that and maybe help them get to that place? Sid, we'll start with you because you did help me get to that place.
I'm glad. I'm glad that I helped you. I think I've seen a lot of clients that aren't completely in that space yet. And I think the biggest thing is that as a VA, you can't push it. You can't force a person, you know, to give you work or to be ready to hand things off. So I think there were just some clients who it's like, okay, like I can do this for you, but you know, it wasn't working for them. You know, mm-hmm. they weren't ready. And it's like, okay, then like, I'm not going to push it. And I think it also like, it's not just something that happens at the beginning of working with the VA either. I think at different points in a person's life, right, it can be harder or easier to delegate and hand things That's off. True. And I think I like what Brie was saying that like you have to organize time to hand things off. And I think when at certain moments in a person's life, they're like, oh, I don't have the time to do it. And so I think that that's something to think about is whether or not you can put that time into your schedule. Because if you're not making time to hand things off, then you're always going to be handing things off in a state of emergency. And that's hard to work with as a VA.
So one of the things I've learned is when I have a client who won't hand off stuff or is reluctant to for whatever reason, usually they're not really ready to work with VA. I ask them, what's their biggest pain point? What is really, you know, why did they look for a VA to begin with? And I say, okay, let's start with that and let's work together to fix the pain point so that they're not handing it off so much as working with me to fix the problem. And then that seems to kind of open the door to move things along to get more stuff handed off. They start thinking, oh, okay, I can hand this over. This is a partner now. I can, you know, it's not just me anymore. But sometimes you have to literally start with, let's work together on your biggest pain point to move it. And that kind of gets them thinking differently. The other thing I've noticed is if a client's not organized in their own head, if they really don't know what they've got and what needs to get done, they can't hand it off. They just can't. They're not there. In that case, they need to either do some coaching or talk to somebody who's an organizer or something like that to get them in a space to move their business forward with a VA.
Yep. I find it's interesting having been on both sides of it. Like for me, it was like, even still sometimes I get feelings of guilt of handing things off, right? Like there's some emotions that come up that you don't expect. So just kind of like giving yourself the time and space to process that and then reframe it, right? Like there's a reason why we have people helping us. And I feel like that taking that time for that relationship building and having conversations. So like if I have a client who's just like, I'm so overwhelmed, I just don't even know where to start. I like to start with them too. And like, let's just brain dump everything that's weighing on you right now. Let's brain dump it. What's the highest priority? And what are the things that like, what do you have coming up on the calendar that are pressing? And let's start there, right? And so what can we pick off so that you get some relief? And then also going into like, once we get some relief and having more opportunities to connect and have conversations. So usually when I start with a client, we'll do weekly meetings and then gradually space them out. But there's more connection and things in the beginning. And I also try to encourage tasks that are almost like a double down. Either they're quick and easy that they can feel relief, but they don't take a lot of time and training for them to hand it off. Or there are also things like doing in their social media or doing an email newsletter where I have to ask questions and get to know them and feel what their messaging is in a natural way, which also ends up going towards a product. So it's like a double down. I get to know them and I get to relieve something off of them, and it helps move the relationship and the things that I can do for them future-wise forward all in one go. So I find that those are usually some good places to start too. But having those feedback opportunities and regular meetings, especially in the beginning of connection, really help.
What you said about overwhelm, so many times potential clients come to us because they're already in that state of overwhelm. And it's very hard when you're in that to even think rationally, let alone think, well, so-and-so can do this for me and this for me and this for me. And so coaching, doing a discovery call, even just having a connect to like talk it through, those can kind of help alleviate the overwhelm. And something that a client said to me years ago, he said, it's very scary to talk and work with a VA. And I was like, I'm super cool. How scary can it be, right? Because all VAs are the same. Well, that was when I realized, no, we're not all the same. And so, you know, if you've had a bad experience with a VA or you tried working with someone and the fit wasn't right, that can add in layers of anxiety to the overwhelm of like, I really do need help. And yet I didn't have a good experience. I'm a little gun shy about it. It's about finding the fit. It's about taking the time to, you know, really organize your thoughts and everything, because the universe likes to fill a void. If you brain dump it and you can get some clarity and or talk it through to get some relief, then you can kind of go, okay, I have some space to think. What do I need? Okay, I really loved having somebody to collaborate with and talk it through with, and they're taking stuff off my plate. I need a collaborative VA or a doer who is leaning into a collaborative space, right? It might be in your mind, you're thinking, oh, I need this one thing, but really what you need is something else. And sometimes having that time to talk it through can give you that space. So if you're overwhelmed and your anxiety is super high about it, then that's not the right time to be having the conversations or starting the journey, because there's too much going on in your body and your mind. So calming that down with a brain dump, with a talk it through session, or even just talking with a VA, maybe not the one that you would work with, but is this even something a VA does? Because I need it off my desk, right? Can really go a long way to calming that fear and anxiety and overwhelm.
And starting somewhere where maybe it's not the right fit and you're having those conversations, even figuring out what's not the right fit can help guide you to what is, right? And there's a little bit of magic, I think, that happens in that talking it out and getting it out. When you're sharing those things and you're the details of what are going on with people, I think it also helps for somebody else to see it, have an outside perspective that's maybe more of a bird's eye view, can help you decipher maybe what the priorities are. But I find a lot of people, and myself included, really struggle with asking for help. But if somebody is then seeing where the areas could be for help and can help offer that, even to get that shoe in and start with like that, getting you used to having help and stuff, can help with that struggle of asking for help.
Asking for help is so hard. That was so hard. I didn't even know how hard it was, because I was like, I got to walk my talk, right? If I'm telling clients to hire a VA, right? Hand stuff off. I got to do it. I didn't know I had a problem with asking for help. So sometimes you might need a VA to be like, you might need to tell your VA, you need to step in. You need to just grab stuff and tell me what you could do for me.
Or offer, right? If you offer them, these are the things I can help you with, then they can choose the ones that they want to start with or give up. The more you work together, I find the deeper and the wider it goes and the easier it gets.
I can attest to that, because I feel like with Rachel, there would be weeks when you were like, I don't know what you can do for me. And then we would just be talking and it would be like, oh, you can do actually all of these things. And so I think a piece of it is, you know, having the time to organize and delegate. But I think, you know, what Bree was saying, it's like a VA can help you delegate just through that conversation. And I think Leanne was saying it too, you know, the VA being like, well, like, you don't know what you want to delegate. You don't know what you want to prioritize, but like, what do you not want to do? And so I think even in just that conversation, a VA can help.
Like, I know I'm a verbal processor, and like, I remember I had a client and I would be like, yeah, send me what you want me to work on. Like, just email it to me. And he didn't think in emails. But if I called him on the, when he was driving between, you know, he was a traveling salesman. So when he was driving between stops, he would just brain, like, he would just talk it all out. And I'd be like, I would just be taking notes. I'd be like, okay, I have my marching orders for the week. It's all good. And he didn't even realize it until I brought it up. I'm like, I'm just going to call you once a week and you're going to tell me all the things. Because some people can think on paper or can write it down and process it that way. And others are verbal processors. So having that, I know it helped me, because if I can talk it through, I'm like, and then Sydney could be like, and what about that? Tell me more. Right.
And the flip side, it could be like, you're saying this, but we have this coming up and maybe we should focus over here instead. I realize that this is really exciting and you really want to do that. Let's put that up next. But we need to do this for the next thing that's coming.
So some of the questions to ask yourself when you're starting that mindset shift is, can you delegate? Are you ready to hand stuff off? Can you ask for help and can you receive it? Right? If somebody is on your team, can you receive the help that they're giving you? If you're in a state of overwhelm or high anxiety, it could help to talk it out or to write it, to journal about it or write it down so that you can kind of calm the feelings, to give yourself time to look at it and organize it. And you could talk to a VA, you could talk to a coach, you could talk to a friend, you could, you know, just talk it out loud, record it, listen to yourself to maybe see or hear what is coming up. Well, if you have any questions at all, please email us at heyvapodcast@gmail.com. We are here to talk it through with you. I'm pretty sure we each have a version of a talk it through session, and we will see you next time. If you are inclined to, give the show a like, a listen, or a share. And if you've been with us all this time, please leave us a review. We love receiving them. So thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Hey, Do I Need a VA? The podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please leave a like, comment, or review. And feel free to join our Facebook group, Find, Hire, and Work with a VA, for more tips and tools. If you have any questions, please email them to heyvapodcast@gmail.com. We'll see you next time.